bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. I've always said that I've wanted this podcast to be real, to be raw, to be the stories of everyday people. I was supposed to have a guest this week, and we recorded earlier this week, but some recent events have made me rethink what this podcast should focus on this week. And I'll be honest, this is going to be a hard one for me. You may hear me break down, you may hear me cry, you may not be able to understand me at times, and I'll try my best to get through this week. But earlier this week, back up to last weekend, I was going through my memory box, and I came across my 8th grade portfolio. And within that portfolio was an assignment from 8th grade. And I had written a story, the life story of Grandma Botkheim, my grandma. And I thought to myself, this would be a great story to share on the podcast sometime. Maybe even talk to Grandma about it and bring it up to her. But I won't get that opportunity anymore. You can hear me get my tissue ready. We lost her this week. But I know, as bad as it sounds, that it was for the best. We didn't want her to suffer. We wanted her to rest peacefully. And she's doing that now. And she's right where she belongs. You know, I was going back and forth when this idea came to me that I should dedicate this week's podcast to her. Do I wait and do I share other people's stories? Do I share anecdotes? Have other people share lessons learned or things that they loved about her? But I decided that I would just share a few things that I know about her. And share this really poor written life story that I wrote back in the 8th grade. You know, I've been on this water challenge. Tonight's the first time that I'm not out celebrating. Well, I was out celebrating a friend's birthday. It was the first time this month I had alcohol. Tonight's the first time during the week that I'm cracked open a beer and I'm drinking it for Grandma. She always liked to joke with me about drinking beer and stuff, so I guess the things I remember about her is I had such a great relationship with her, and it only grew as I got into college. I'd always call her and talk to her and ask her how her day was going, and I know that she really appreciated, and she mentioned multiple times how much she appreciated those phone calls and me calling her and reaching out to her and staying in touch and keeping her up to date on different things. She would write me letters, and those were always fun to get. She would send me cards, even handwritten cards. And she was one of the most caring, giving people that I know. And so, as I sat here thinking about what am I going to talk about besides this life story of Grandma Botkheim from 8th grade English class, I thought to myself, what are some things that I learned from her? And as I started writing them down, and I decided I could call them the 3 G's. God, giving, and good. whether you believe in God or not, despite what your religion is, whether it's just that there's a greater power or whatever it may be, I believe in God. My grandma greatly believed in God. We would always pray for each other. And she was always there for me. She used to come and watch us. My mom used to work really weird hours at the airport when she used to work there years ago. Grandma would always come stay at our house and watch us and take care of us when we were sick and drive us to where we needed to go. She would always drive us to different doctor's appointments. And she was really good about caring about other people. And so I think that's where the giving comes in as well. Is she was always so generous. She always cared about other people and not just about herself. Oh, sorry, that's not anything you want to hear. Now that I think about it, she just, like, that's probably where I get it from. She was never selfish. She always cared about other people and wanted to help other people out, no matter what it was. And she always cared about the good in the world and finding the good in other people. And those were things that I really appreciated about her. She also remembered a lot of my friends. So we would talk about during one summer when I was house sitting for my aunt, me, my friend Ben, Cameron, and Sarah, we all went over to, I think all, it was all of us, I'm fairly certain, all went over to grandma's house, and we've even talked about this earlier this year, about how much, like, she remembered this, and this was from years ago, this was probably, like, circa 2010, we went over and played on the swing set and everything, and she remembered how much Ben, we would always, I guess it was more nostalgic and reflect's the word, we'd always reflect on how much she remembered Ben loving the corn on the cob and how much corn on the cob he ate while he was over at her house. Ben, may his father rest in peace, but she knew his dad really well. And so it's sad that she's gone, but I am also happy knowing that she is in a better place now. I mean, she remembered, Travis, the redhead. How could you not remember Travis? And it was just so great that she was able to come to Marquette for the wedding. And I know my grandpa's one of the people that mentioned this, but she was too. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and so they went to Mass every single week. And I know that a lot of people were, I don't know what the word is, but maybe, like, the best way to say it is they weren't sure how our wedding was going to turn out because we weren't doing it in a church, so it was kind of non-traditional for people to have our friend who got ordained online, Dylan, to officiate our wedding. And I remember them saying, even after the, once we returned from the honeymoon and everything, after the wedding, how beautiful of a ceremony it was and how much they actually enjoyed and how much they had fun in Marquette at the wedding. And so I speak on behalf of Leanne and myself when we say that we absolutely adored the fact that she was able to be there. And while unfortunately wasn't able to see a grandchild of ours in the future, whenever that may be, the fact that she was able to see us get married means a lot to me. So a shorter podcast this week, much shorter than I anticipated. Oh, sorry. But I would like to share the life story of Grandma Botkheim the way that 8th grade Trent wrote it. And I'll probably try and skip around a little bit. Maybe I'll read word for word. I'm not really sure yet. But I just think that it's important to... This is the best way for me at this point to share her story about the life she lived and what it was like growing up for her. So this would have been written in about 2005. So 13 years ago. Right? Yeah, 13 years ago. My grandma has a very interesting life. She has really done a lot, and if you think about it... Some qualities I will tell you about her are her hobbies, farm life, and her jobs. I will also tell you about the different generations of fashion and gas prices. Some of my grandma's hobbies are pretty cool. One of her hobbies is gardening, every day in the summer. She has this little thing that has a waterfall and everything. She has shrubs, flowers, and plants. That is one of her favorite hobbies in the summer. She reads the Grand Rapids Press every Sunday and weekday. She does crossword puzzles almost every night before she goes to bed. And that's something that rang true for a long time. She started to get sick a couple years ago now. But she was doing crossword puzzles for the longest time. And so that was... I'm sure she had a very healthy brain. My grandma lived on a farm when she was younger. Her life on the farm was not different than what farmers do on their farm today. On the farm, she had to take care of the animals. She had to take care of the pigs, horses, cows, and rabbits. Had to feed and water them, and on top of that, she had to milk the cows. My grandma had to clean out the rabbit's cage when they got too dirty, and she got no allowance at all. She had many different jobs when she was growing up. Her first two jobs were in the office. Her third job was to pick the blueberries for people in the summer. And her fourth job was to plant the pine trees in the spring. But her all-time job was to babysit. She got paid for all of her jobs, but the highest amount of money she ever got from her jobs was 50 cents. Gas prices are really high these days. Back then, though, the gas prices were not high at all. In my grandma's generation, gas was only about 10 to 20 cents a gallon. So therefore, it was a lot cheaper back then, but that was a lot of money in her time. In my mom's generation, she said that she can remember when gas was only 88 cents a gallon. The gas in my generation has really varied due to hurricanes. Little did I know, also due to oil prices. The fashion, just like gas prices, has also varied a lot. In my grandma's generation, the fashion was bell bottoms, poodle skirts, and saddle shoes. This is a very interesting story about homework in my grandma's school. Every day my grandma went to school, she had homework. Her teacher was different from all others. Only five people would get homework for that night. He would randomly pick five kids every day and tell them they're the ones who have homework for that night. Since he randomly picked the students who would have homework, you would never know who it was going to be. She also said that if the next day came and you had homework and you did not do it, then he would hit you with a meter or yardstick. It would hurt so bad that either you had to sit on some kind of cushion or you could not sit down for days. Grandma Betty is the best grandma. She always takes care of me when I am sick. She has a lot of great hobbies, and the compare and contrast are really different. I hope you enjoyed learning about my grandma as much as I did. Thank you for allowing me to share my grandma's story today. like I said, the three biggest lessons I've learned from her: God, good, and give. And pray about everything.